I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. 1 year ago today, the Deepwater Horizon oil rig burst into flames off the coast of Louisiana. The explosion killed 11 workers and spewed 206 million gallons of oil into the Gulf of Mexico. The disaster brought more urgency to the search for alternatives to fossil fuels. One such option is biofuels, but most biofuels are made from crops, and turning food into fuel puts pressure on food supplies and land resources. So researchers are trying to create fuel from other kinds of plant matter. It's been a tough nut to crack. The World's Clark Boyd reports, though, that one Danish company thinks it may have done it.
Farms and wind turbines dominate the landscape in the town of Kalundborg, about 70 miles west of Copenhagen. But there's also industry here. There's a giant coal-fired power plant. And next to that, a shiny, state-of-the-art biofuel factory.
This is what we call a soaker, where we put in some water.
Niels Henriksen runs Invacon, a spin-off of Denmark's national energy company. He's showing me the works of one of the first plants in the world to produce so-called second-generation ethanol. Instead of corn or soybeans like traditional ethanol, the fuel here is produced from agricultural waste.
So what we see here is the flow coming in from the storage.
It's potentially a big breakthrough that has more to do with serendipity than anything else. Henriksen says that in the mid-1990s, Denmark ordered its coal-fired power plants to also burn 1 million tons of straw a year. The idea was to use waste from Danish farms to help reduce the country's demand for fossil fuels. But it turned out that the straw harmed the furnaces. So, Henriksen says, Invacon started experimenting with ways to pre-treat it.
Nature have over a million of years developed the plant so it can protect itself from weather and microorganisms and things like that. And that's a challenge to break down the structure.
Eventually, they found a solution in the magic of chemistry, natural enzymes that could break down the rough fibers in the straw. The enzymes worked so well that the company thought, why just burn the processed straw to make electricity? Why not use it to make liquid fuel? So that's what the Kalundborg plant does.
This is the hydrolysis tank.
Henriksen stands above a large rotating tank. Straw, tons of it, is soaked in water and then cooked at temperatures close to 400 degrees Fahrenheit. The resulting mash is fed into this tank. The magic enzymes are added, and after about 6 hours, you've got a liquid full of sugars that can be fermented. Sound or smell familiar?
It has a very nice smell of port wine. But I do not recommend it to drink it.
After fermentation, the liquid is distilled into ethanol that's added to gasoline. The demonstration plant can process 4 tons of straw per hour. Henriksen says a commercial plant would be 10 times this size and could be built just about anywhere.
We are trying to sell licenses on our technology worldwide. Ethanol is a fuel that can be produced by a lot of countries.
The European Union wants 10% of its transport energy to come from renewable sources by 2020. And the big selling point for second-generation biofuels is that they can help meet goals like this without using food crops. Invacon is hoping its new plant will show that the technology is viable. But not everyone is convinced.
It's going to be a challenge to really increase second-generation biofuel production massively by 2020.
Jan Erik Petersen is a bioenergy expert with the European Environmental Agency in Copenhagen.
It's very difficult technology, biologically and also in terms of the transport logistics, etc. You have a lot of volume for a relatively small amount of energy. So it's difficult to have an efficient process.
To be honest, I and most other environmental scientists who look at this issue are puzzled as to why society is so focused on ethanol.
That's Bob Howarth of Cornell University. Howarth chairs an international effort to study the effects of biofuel production on the environment. He says the jury is still out on second-generation ethanol.
It's not a particularly good fuel. You're stuck with the energetics of trying to distill it and all the environmental costs associated with that. In many cases, we feel that you're better off using the feedstock material and directly burning it to cogenerate heat and electricity.
Which, of course, is what Invacon set out to do in the first place. But the company thinks it can make the new ethanol technology environmentally sound and profitable. They're looking to increase its value by turning waste from the process into fuel pellets and livestock feed. And they're hoping the same enzyme technology will also work with garbage. Inside this giant trash facility near Copenhagen, there's a small pilot plant where enzymes are turning garbage into liquid. Johnny Trapp Stephenson, a manager for the energy company Renascience, says the liquid could be used to fuel a power plant. He also says the company's working on a way to turn it into, you guessed it, ethanol.
We all need to have alternatives to fossil fuels. And in addition, of course, also we are probably in for some climate changes, and we might as well get on with trying to find ways to avoid the impact.
If the process works, Stephenson says a commercial unit could process 70 to 80,000 tons of garbage a year into fuel. For The World, this is Clark Boyd, Copenhagen.